Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a story out there that I'm sort of reluctant to bring up because I know Erica will not be comfortable.
Perfect. So everything you bring up.
It's about death. And I've never met a person more... Look at her face already.
I'm pretty concerned about death.
You are.
Yeah. Don't know why. Yeah. Other than, isn't everyone a little concerned about it?
I don't want it to happen.
Right.
But it's inevitable.
Correct.
Okay. All right. What are we going to talk about?
There's a new show coming out, and I don't even know if we want to get into this show thing. I don't know if it's a movie or show. It's a movie. Okay.
Great cast.
Can I know what it is?
Yeah. Elizabeth Olsen, Miles Teller, and Callum Turner, who is Dua Lipa's fiance.
Yeah.
So basically, which one is Dua Lipa's?
Callum Turner.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. It's basically like this. Let's pretend you're 30 years old. You've met the love of your life, and then he's tragically struck down.
Mm. Why would you bring that up?
So now, you're not going to live the rest of your life without him. You're probably going to remarry.
Well, you are,
but you're probably going to have a new person.
Okay.
The question that this movie asks is, how does heaven work? Does the guy who you were madly in love with when you were 30, like, you get to heaven, and is it Miles Teller?
Is he the one who dies?
Or is it the other
dude?
You
don't know.
No, yeah. Callum. Yes.
So is it the one that you met when you were young in your first marriage?
But in your brain, you were like, this is my forever. And it might have been forever, but he was tragically struck down.
I bet it's that one.
But what about this guy who got to spend 40 years with you?
Suck.
What? That's so unfair to him. So then he goes to heaven all by himself?
No, I bet there's a heaven where it's all the above.
They're all swingers. It's just like
white
rocks on them. What? I'm not a share person. I don't like to share. I don't play well with others. I don't like to share. So like, if I were to, let's pretend I started dating somebody right now who's widowed.
Oh, now I feel bad like saying sucks to suck.
Right. So then like, we fall in love and we spend the rest of our lives together, and then she's on her deathbed. She's like, catch you later. I'm going to be with my real husband. That's like horrifying.
And then would you have to go to your first wife who you spent 8 months with?
Oh, boy. Okay,
that's what you're saying, right?
No,
it's not a choice breakup. It's when it's a passing that forces the separation.
Yeah, do you choose when you get to heaven?
Okay.
Because the premise of this movie is the two dudes are fighting to be her forever man. Mm-hmm.
In heaven,
I think. Mm. The movie's called Eternity.
I'm with Erica. I think it's the first one. Because you didn't choose to end it. That was your true love, and then he was taken away.
What if you love the new guy more?
I don't.
Like, now you have 40 years of memories with this next person. Like, you genuinely have a life, and like, you may not even think of that other person anymore.
You think of them for sure.
I don't know that you do. Like, come on. Everybody in the room thought they were in love with somebody at some point and it didn't work out, right?
Yeah, but that's so different than what you're explaining. Chose to marry, they passed. That's so different than being like, whoa, what a mistake.
Yeah, but what if then, like, your new marriage turned out to be like, now I really know what love is. Now I've built a whole life. Like, for real, no matter what, like, some guy puts in the time and then you get to heaven, he gets there and he's like, babe! And it's like, oh, sorry.
But he got more time on Earth with you than your first one.
That's where I'm at.
So he just gets screwed. So
he doesn't get screwed. He gets the 40 years you said on Earth.
Yeah.
But the other is eternity.
You know that you're giving me the full-blown heebie-jeebies right now?
Because
like, my blood pressure is rising.
Why?
Because I don't like to think about it.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.